Blog Talk Radio.
Nah. Thank you. Hallelujah. That is our prayer on tonight. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Anoint us, Lord, today. I don't know about you, but I need a fresh anointing. I need another touch from God. I need something new, something different. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. That's the wonderful thing about our God. Hallelujah. Mercies are new every morning. He says in his word, behold, I do a new thing. If any man be in Christ, they are a new creation. So our God never gets stale or never gets old, and it never gets boring. So I thank God, hallelujah, that he keeps us on fire for the kingdom. The devil's trying to water us down. The devil's trying to wear us out. The devil's trying to just hope we go away. But through the power of prayer, oh, glory be to God, through the power of prayer, you and I will have that testimony like the Apostle Paul, fighting the good fight of faith. Fighting the good fight of faith. I don't know if you heard the news, but we're in a war. Spiritual warfare is at its best. I don't know if you got the news or the memo, but you can look around, whatever state, whatever city, whatever nation you're living in, we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But we understand there's something going on in the earth realm. But he said, if my people, I feel God already, who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, pray. And that's what we're doing on these Tuesday nights. We are humbling ourselves. We are praying. In Genesis, he was seeking those in the times of Sodom and Gomorrah just to be faithful to him. And that situation could have turned out differently. But I'm so glad that we're learning from their experience in what not to do. We ought always to pray. I'm just sorry. Pastor, I make no apology, but so much is going on. And you and I have already been convinced on this thing called prayer. We've already been sold on the concept and principles of prayer. We've already seen it work. Too many mighty miracles. And God is going to honor you even as you pray. Our youngest daughter on Sunday, I'm going to share this and get into the word briefly, and we're going to pray. But our youngest daughter, Kayla Joyce Simmons, gave a powerful testimony at our church on Sunday. I know it's not the last of us hearing that testimony, but I think at 12 years of age, she was diagnosed with alopecia. If you're not familiar with that term, it is the disease that caused hair loss, and her hair began to fall out. And as a teenager or a young junior high school girl, you know, that's devastating. But as, you know, her mother and we took her to the dermatologist and we tried to restore that hair, no matter what we did, the hair just kept falling out. So much so that one day she was totally bald. I feel the Lord. And as she went through a period of being bald, there was one time where the devil tried to plant doubt and hopelessness in my wife's head, in my wife's mindset. Because she was, I got to admit, she was a forerunner in this. My wife saw the baldness like we saw it, but she saw what we didn't see. Then I came around to see it. Then my daughter began to see it. So when the stylist said there's no hair follicles, there's no hope, not another hair is going to grow out of this head, my wife said the devil is a liar. That there is hair that's going to grow out of this head. And my wife prevented the stylist from using glues and doing more damage. And a long story short, Kayla gave a testimony. She went to the stylist on Saturday. She was wearing weaves and hair and things for a season. But now she came to church on Sunday with long, beautiful, flowing hair. Her own hair grew back. And it's long, and it has body, and it's beautiful. Yeah. And she gave a testimony of the goodness of God giving her a miracle at a young age. Her parents prayed, and we kept it because it wasn't nobody's business. And as God allowed in due season, that testimony came forward. But we kept praying. We kept seeking God's face, and we kept believing God. But at an early age, my daughter has faith that's unshakable and unmovable, and she has seen God at an early age. And that's why we pray. That's why we believe God. Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and verse number 8. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But you shall receive power.
My God.
After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. As we read the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 8, we're about to witness the promise of God coming to pass in the earth realm. Heaven is about to invade earth. Jesus said, I must go away, but if I go away, I'm going to send you a comforter, a counselor, the Spirit of truth. In Acts chapter 2, if you keep reading, we see the day of Pentecost when it actually happened. But Jesus was simply saying to them, at this time, I cannot give you information that I'm not even privy to. I'm not even allowed to have. Only the Father has set times and seasons. Glory be to God. I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. My wife prayed for me earlier today, and I felt God so strongly. And sometimes you can't sense him, or you can't trace him, you can't feel him, but you got to trust him. But there are those times that God allows us to feel him. And you may weep, you may get joy, you may have this overwhelming sensation, and that's what I experienced today when my wife prayed for me and laid hands on me. I felt the power of God working through her body. And as we pray, sometimes you can't sense him, sometimes you can't trace him, but you got to trust him. Because he said there is a time, hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 3 said there is a season for everything under the sun. There are times for everything under the sun. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to get and a time to lose. A time for war, a time for peace. A time to speak, a time to be silent. A time to weep and a time to laugh. Time to mourn, time to dance. Time to love, even time to hate. And Jesus said the times and the seasons are going to happen. There's a time where you're going to be totally healed. There's a time where you're going to reap harvest. There's a time God is going to have you help people. And then there are seasons. Oh, glory be to God. There are going to be seasons where you're going to reap harvests. There are going to be seasons where you're going to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. There are going to be cycles, periods, and times of blessings that are going to overwhelm you. So at the set time, at the Kairos time, at the appointed time, God is going to do what no man can do. That's why we got to believe that we have the power. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and then you will receive power. Power to prosper. Power to prevail. Even power to plant. We got to sow. We got to give back to this world what God has given to us. You got to pour into your children. Don't give up on your children when they're acting like they don't have the training that you raised them up in. They don't see the God in you. Keep pouring into your children. Keep believing for your children. Keep believing for your marriage. Keep praying for your pastor and your church. Keep believing God. That's how we prevail through prayer. That's how we prosper through prayer. He said it's not up to us to know exactly the time or the seasons. Now, there are some times where God will have it happen. But we waited seasons for my daughter here to grow back. We waited times and periods when we saw not a strand of hair on her head. We had to wait. We had to believe. We had to trust. So, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
I praise you.
Yes.
I give your name glory, honor, and praise for everybody on this prayer line tonight. Lord, they are waiting for something.
Yes.
They are waiting for a season. They are waiting on a time that you will change that situation. They already know there's going to be an expiration date to the pain and the turmoil and the thorns that they are facing in their lives right now. They know you have set times. They know there's an appointed time for you to deliver them, for you to heal them, for you to turn that situation around. So through the power of prayer, help us to wait. My wife has been nothing in her spirit for a season. Cast not away your confidence, for you must need patience. Because after patience, there's going to be a great recompense. There's going to be a great compensation. There's going to be a great reward if you and I will wait on God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6 says, he that comes to God must first believe that he is. And then it says, that's the condition. We must go to God and believe in that he is. There are so many people in our world, 8 billion people on the face of the planet, that don't even believe sometimes that God is. And you and I believe in God. He said those who believe must first believe that he is. Then, that's the clause. That's the conjunction. Then, he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That's why, beloved, you got to pray always, because we got to continue to seek God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. So when we pray, and when my wife prayed for me, and when we pray for you on this prayer line, I know there are times and seasons that you're going to give a testimony like we gave today. There are times and seasons where all of y'all have given testimonies of debt cancellation, testimonies of healings in your body, testimonies of your children coming around, testimonies of God doing miraculous signs and wonders and miracles in your life. God is going to continue to give us testimonies. That's why during the test, I pray, Lord, everyone going through a test, everyone going through a storm, everyone going through a hard season, everyone going through a trial, God, you would deliver them. God, you would sustain them. God, you would maintain them. God, you would encourage them. When man can't help us, people have been trying to speak into your life, and sometimes it just don't do it. But I thank God that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Jesus said, not your pastor, not your spouse, not your friend. Jesus said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Lo, I'll always be with you. That's why I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. You got to have that feeling that everything is going to be all right. But, Pastor, I got so many bills on my counter. You got to have that feeling that everything is going to be all right. I got a bad doctor's report. You got to believe God. He said he will satisfy you a long life. I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Sometimes it looks like the bottom has fallen out and the cup, it has a hole in the bottom and it looks like it's leaking out. But during my motivational times and my motivational season, one principle I learned, you got to always look at the glass as being half full, not half empty. You got to look at the bright side. You got to take 100% of life, and 90% of what happens to you is how you respond. 10% of what happens to you is what may happen. But 90% of how you respond is going to be the outcome and favor for you. That's why he tells us to whatsoever things are pure, holy, and trustworthy, to think on those things. So, Lord, I pray for those who have trouble sleeping. I pray for those who are worrying. I pray for those who are trying to get stressed out in this season. I pray for those who are being overwhelmed in this season. I pray for those with the spirit of sadness and depression trying to come over their lives. Devil is a liar. And we bind him up. We bind up the spirit of depression. We bind up the spirit of lack. We bind up the spirit of doubt. We bind up that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we loose prosperity over your people. We loose blessings over your people. And as Acts chapter 1 said, we loose power. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus said, I've given you power over all the powers. Jesus said, I've given you power to cast out demons. I've given you power to cast out devils. I've given you power to heal the sick. I've given you power to preach the good news to those who need to hear about another hope. I've given you power to overcome everything that you're facing. So, Lord, I pray for these who are finding out robbery to call in every Tuesday night, who are faithful to this prayer line in spite of what they're going through. I thank God for new creation. Every member, every family, every person that's lining up with the vision, every person that has the spirit in the heart of their pastor, every person that you would send our way to help us fulfill the vision that you have given us in the earth realm, every person that's a part of New Creation Christian Ministries, every person that help, Lord, in any way that they can to fulfill the call of God that's on our lives, every person that you would send to add to our numbers in the spirit, monetarily, with their spiritual gifts, every member that put their hands to the plow and refused to look back, every member holding up the arms of their pastors in the name of Jesus, every member who's gone through a storm or a trial or a test, every tither, every laborer, every servant, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless New Creation Church. Bless 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Bless every ministry we're trying to get started and get moving in the earth realm. Bless us as we have been a church for 9 years running, for keeping the doors of New Creation Church open where no weapon formed against the church, New Creation Church, will be able to prosper. So Lord, as my wife continues to pray, as we open up the phone lines, bless every family. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. Bless every marriage. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. Bless every life. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the movement of our limbs, oh God. Lord, we thank you that by your stripes we are healed. We are healed, oh God, from every disease that will try to attach itself to us, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for meeting our every need as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, that every need will be met, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, for adding unto us all of those things, oh God, that we think, Father God, we need, Father God, that may be out of our reach, oh God. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We thank you that you are our healer. We thank you that you are our deliverer. We thank you, hallelujah, that you are our comforter. We thank you, Lord, that you are our help, a very help, present help in the time of trouble. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just take this time tonight to say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your for your purpose, divine purpose over our lives. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you, Lord, for healing us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us peace in the middle of the storm. Thank you for giving us joy when we feel like crying. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us hope when we feel like giving up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, God. Thank you, Lord, for fighting every battle, God. Thank you that no weapon formed against us can prosper, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being God in our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you today. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We exalt you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you have a great plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for each and every person, oh God, on this prayer line, God. Thank you, Lord, for divine connection.
Jesus.
Thank you for divine connection, God. Thank you for those who are knit together in the spirit realm, oh God. Lord, we bind up every spirit that's not like you, oh God. We come against every contrary spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over every spirit, oh God, every demon assignment, oh God. Oh, glory, that's not of your will, God. We declare and decree, oh God, that Satan is already defeated, that every demon, hallelujah, is already defeated. So, Lord, we speak victory over each and every life on this prayer line on tonight in the name of Jesus. We speak victory over every life. We speak victory over every home. We speak victory over every career. We speak victory over every job. We speak victory over the finances of your people. We speak victory over the minds of your people. We speak victory over the homes of your people, the families of your people. We speak victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We worship you on tonight, God. Continue to have your way in the Creation Christian Ministries. Continue to have your way on this prayer line. Lord, we bind up every sleepy spirit that's trying to make your people fall asleep on you, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up that spirit that will try to lull your people to sleep. And we declare, wake up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare to the nations, wake up. We declare to the church of the nations, wake up. Wake up. Wake up from your slumber. Hallelujah. The time is short. We must work while it is day. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we'll continue to have your way in the lives of your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we'll comfort those who need comfort on tonight. Encourage those who need encouragement on tonight. Give joy to those who need joy. Heal those who need healing, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for our families. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our grandchildren. We thank you for our marriages. We thank you for our careers. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And we praise you on today for each and every, Father God, thing that you are doing in our lives. We praise you in advance, oh God, for what you're about to do. God is saying, I'm about to live mightily in the middle of those situations. Some of you have been doing for a long time. You've been travailing. You've been going through. You've been believing God, even when it seemed like there was no way. But you've been believing God for a way. And God is saying on today that he is making a way in the wilderness. He's putting a highway in the wilderness. He's making a way out of no way. And God is saying, continue to trust me. Continue to believe me. Continue to hold on to my unchanging hand. God says, I am walking you into your miracle. I am walking you into your manifestation. I am walking you into your blessed place. I am walking you into deliverance. My God, hallelujah. God says, I'm walking you into your healing. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory. None of my personal relationship, my God. Oh, God, I said, I'm walking you into your healing. I have prepared a place of healing for you, and I am walking you into your healing. So, Lord, we thank you for each and every person on this prayer line. Bless each and every family. Bless New Creation Christian Ministry. Lord, we bind them, Satan, Father God, we bind them, Satan, off of the church. We bind them, Satan, off of your church. We say, loose your grip, Satan, and Lord, we declare your people loose in the name of Jesus. We bind up every demon on assignment. We cast out every demon on assignment in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of division. We come against the spirit of rebellion. We come against the spirit of witchcraft. We come against the spirit of Jezebel. We come against the spirit of Absalom. We come against every hindering spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of offense in the name of Jesus. And we declare victory in the house. We declare victory in the house in the name of Jesus. We declare victory in the home of every person on this prayer line. We declare victory in your home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. That is our declaration on tonight. The devil don't want you to have that. When you can't feel him, you can't trace him, you got to know that everything is going to be all right.
Yeah.
The church we came at, they used to sing the song, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling things gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. I got a feeling everything is gonna be all right. We're going to start taking calls. We're going to open up the phone lines. We see a couple of hands raised already. I don't know, glory be to God, what you're going through, but I got a feeling and I got an unction and a sense in my spirit that it's really going to be Romans 8:28 for you.
Yeah.
Everything is going to work for your good.
Yeah.
Everything is going to work for your good.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah. We're going to take this first caller tonight. And we thank God for this first caller. Area code 973. You're on the air, 973. God bless you.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I'm so happy to be on the prayer line tonight. You know what you started? This is Sister Carmen. I know you know who it is. I know you start. I wanted to come and talk about the power of prayer. And that's what you started the program with. And there is power in prayer. And you, on Sunday, you prayed, Pastor Rebecca prayed for the children. And Brianna, I convinced her to go up. And she went up, and you prayed for, Pastor Rebecca prayed for them. She talked very nice to the children. And so she came back home. She went to her house. And my husband took her, and my husband was helping my son put a canopy up in the backyard, and my son needed a hammer, and told Brianna to go to the garage and get a hammer. And my son has a tool cart that's high, and he has a lot of tools in there, and the hammer was above the tool cart. She couldn't reach it, so she opened the first drawer to step on it, to reach it. And then the whole thing was with all these tools in it, was about to fall on her, and she happened to fall onto something on the side, and it missed her. Everything, all the drawers, all the tools were on the ground. And when my husband was telling me about it, and I was like, oh, my God, that was nobody but God.
Yes, Jesus.
I know that God did it, and I know that Pastor Rebecca prayed for these kids, which is very important, and I know there was a hedge of protection around her. I mean, it could have ended up so ugly, you know, because if that was heavy, that fell on her, she would have gone straight to the emergency room.
Jesus, hallelujah.
So there is power in prayer. And I thank God because he saved her life. And I know that was, it was nobody
yes.
but God. Pastor Rebecca, you prayed
yes.
for them and you anointed them and that saved her life. And so there is power in prayer. And
Jesus,
Pastor Anthony, that song that you sang, that was for you. Everything is going to be all right. And you are going to walk into your healing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I believe that, Sister Carl.
Hallelujah.
It was a blessing
yes,
to see
you
your granddaughter.
You people are, I have nothing but great admiration for you. You know that I love you guys so much. And I will always be there for you. And I back you up 100%. And I know that everybody on this prayer line, I ask them to please continue to pray for the pastors, especially for Pastor Anthony. He's going through a trying time, but he's going to be victorious. He will get his healing. Because you are devoted. You live for God 24/7. And you're going to be a testimony to so many people.
Jesus. Amen. I receive that. Yes.
I thank God for you.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you as well. And we feel your prayers.
Yes.
Everybody on this prayer line heard you, you know, asking them to pray for your pastor. And I feel the prayers as we go through what we're going through. I'm already healed. But we got to go through this natural process. And I thank God that the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes.
And your granddaughter, again, she was at the altar, and she was so beautiful. But I remember her standing there, and as you said, God sent an angel with all the weight to those tools, with all the weight of that stuff trying to, you know, fall on that little girl. God sent an angel, and it just missed her. So I just thank God that prayer do work.
Yeah.
Prayer does work.
Yeah.
And we did cover the children with prayer. And like you said, it could have turned out differently.
But
God protected your granddaughter. God protected your granddaughter. And that's a blessing.
And I thank Pastor Rebecca for praying for the children. Because she really, that was beautiful. She spoke to them on their level. She interacted with them. She even sang with them. It was a very beautiful moment.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, my wife, she sang that little Jesus Love the Children of the World.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Amen.
For the Bible tells me so. I remember the song and my wife. We love the children.
Yes, yes.
And I'm so glad that they can relate to us and we can relate to them. But as you said, you believe in the power of prayer, even as we see on this prayer line every Tuesday night.
Yes.
Not just me, not just you. But others have shared the power of prayer.
Yes.
So let me pray. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Even as our Sister Carmen got a praise report about her granddaughter's safety, Lord, you kept that young lady safe. You let no harm or danger come to her young life. So I thank you, Lord, that they, as a family, that they're rejoicing, that they did not have to go to the emergency room, that it did not turn out ugly. But, Lord, we thank you for the power of prayer.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for Sister Carmen being faithful to you first and foremost. She's your daughter, and, Lord, you speak to her, you guide her, you continue to bless her. So thank you for her relationship with you, Almighty God.
Yes,
and thank you for even letting her be a part of New Creation Church.
Thank
you for her being behind her pastor,
encouraging
us and praying for us and helping us do the work that you called us to do. Now, bless her marriage, bless her children,
bless
her finances, bless her with good health
Jesus.
And supernatural strength.
Hallelujah.
Lord, heal her from the crown of her head to the soles
Jesus.
Of her feet. Remove every health situation that she may be going through. Remove everything that's trying to get her to worry about her children or her grandchildren, Lord. I thank you that you give her peace in the middle of anything that she has to walk through in life. So I thank you for the love that she has for people and her family. I thank you for her heart, Lord, that led so many people to this prayer line. So, Lord, we know that nobody but you who kept her granddaughter safe and everybody on this line heard the praise report.
My God.
So, God, continue to move in Carmen's life, all of her grandchildren, even the great-granddaughter, Lord, continue to bless her and use her. And, Father God, prosper her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to ask for one more prayer request. Portia's mom, she's only 42 years old. She was diagnosed last year with breast cancer stage 4, and the cancer spread to the bones. And yesterday she wasn't able to wake up. They had to take her to the emergency room, and they did tests. And now the cancer spread to the brain. And the doctors had said that she wouldn't make it past last summer, and she's still alive. It's spreading all over. You know, Portia called my son crying. You know, her mom is in pretty bad shape, so even if she's young. And I just want you to, pray for her. Her name is Cheryl.
Amen. And Father God, we lift up Cheryl to you right now in the name of Jesus. Well, we thank you, Lord, that you are able to do all things but fail, Lord. And even as, Father God, we know that the doctors do not know the time, oh God, when you will have Cheryl to leave this earth, God. We, Father God, believe that her time is in your hands, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. And we believe also that your healing, hallelujah, power can overtake her right now, even now, God. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will touch Cheryl's body, Father God. We bind up the spirit of cancer right now in the name of Jesus. We cease cancer. We declare the cancer. We speak to cancer right now. Say, cancer, back up. Get off of her body. Get out of Cheryl's body in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit of cancer right now over Cheryl's life. We speak healing. We speak that it will not only begin to go into remission, but that it will totally, totally dissipate from her body, that there will be no trace. We, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you will heal her totally, oh God, Lord, according to your word, oh God. We're praying for a miracle for Cheryl, Father God. Let it be a testimony, Father God. We pray for our daughter Portia, oh God, that you will keep Portia, that you will comfort her, that you will encourage her, Lord, even as Portia gave her life to you, even at the church, oh God. We know, Father God, that you are able to keep Portia, and she's been, Father God, baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, we know, Father God, that Portia belongs to you, so Lord, continue to keep her mom, hallelujah, save her mother's soul, and she's not saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know you're keeping her for a reason, so Lord, we thank you. Let your will be done, get the glory out of Cheryl's life, get the glory out of this situation, God. So Lord, we pray for healing, we ask for grace and mercy to be extended, we ask for your miraculous power to touch Cheryl's body, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Well, God bless you, Sister Carla, we love you, and we thank you for coming on. A lot of people probably had never heard your voice, and now they've heard about you. But you have come on the line tonight, and we thank God for you and for you being a part of this prayer line and New Creation Christian Ministries. And like Pastor said, having our back.
Yes, always.
Amen.
Love
God,
you,
bless you.
God bless you.
We love you, God.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. We love you. Amen.
Our God is a miracle working God. He can do the impossible.
Yes.
So we thank God. Oh, He has the final say.
I pray for God to put a hedge of protection around those young babies at that altar. And God, He did it suddenly. My God, that word came back so quickly. There is power in prayer. Right now we pray for every child represented on this prayer line. We pray for every adult child. We pray for every minor child. We pray, Father God, that you would put a hedge of protection around every child. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over every child. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your protecting power in their lives and covering their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we pray for our children, Hakita, Justin,
yes,
Martin.
Yes.
We pray for our grandchildren, Niella, Nairobi, Sudani, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
The
Lord continue to work in our children's lives.
Yes.
And we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. We're going to take another caller tonight. And just hold on. If you want to press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air. We will pray for you if you have a praise report. You just press 1 on your phone, and we'll see that hand raised. But right now, we have area code 678. 678. God bless you. You're on the air.
Praise is what I do when I want to get close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. I'll bless him at all times. I vow to praise you through the good. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus, for your grace upon
praise.
Thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah.
For your
hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus, thank you, God, for your grace upon my life, for your grace upon my friends and my family, anyone and everyone that I love, for your grace and your healing hands over my pastor, both Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, and please place your healing hands over Pastor Anthony's life. because there will be a supernatural healing upon his life, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I do declare and do decree that he will be healed. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You have encouraged all of us tonight. Praise is what I do. Even
yes.
when we're going through.
Yes,
now, that makes no sense to the world.
Yes.
That
yes.
makes no sense to the natural mind.
Yes,
some
Lord.
People look at us Christians and say, how can you smile all that you're going through? How can you
yes.
praise God all that you're dealing with?
Yes.
And that's what you just
God
said.
God is good.
That's what
God is
do.
Good.
We praise him.
Yes, well, I praise
we
you.
Glorify him.
Yes, Lord.
And thank you for reminding us
yes.
tonight. No matter what we're facing, to always praise God.
Yes, Lord. He will always be there with you, no matter what.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father, I thank you for Sister Maria reminding. Thank you for praying for me. I praise
yes,
you in spite
Lord.
Of what I'm facing. We praise you in spite of what we're dealing with. Praise is what
yes,
we do,
Lord.
Even when we're going through.
Yes.
Lord, you
yes,
said
Jesus.
We must go through the fire and it won't burn us.
Yes.
You said
yes,
when we go
Lord.
Through the flood, it won't drown us.
Yes.
And when
yes,
we go through
Jesus.
Our trials, it's just a test. So, Lord,
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You that you are
thank
like the fiery furnace. There was a fourth man in the fire with them. So, Lord, I thank
yes.
you that you're with us in our storm. You're with
yes,
us in the fiery
Jesus.
Furnace.
You.
You are with us.
Thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Christmas.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are with us, Lord. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord,
no matter where we
hallelujah,
are in life.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Even when we're going through.
Yes,
so
Lord.
I thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For Sister Maria.
Yes.
No matter
thank
what
you,
you're going through, whatever the need
yes,
is,
Lord.
Bless
yes,
her.
Lord. Thank you.
Cover her son with the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you
thank
for
you.
Her family, Sister Lisa and Carmen and Brother Jamal, those that she loves and cares about.
Yes, Lord, thank
you. Thank
you
that you meet every need as
yes.
she believes you.
Thank
her,
you, Lord.
Her
hallelujah.
Finances and her future
yes.
and everything that you care for the good, Lord. In
yes,
the mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of
so
Jesus.
Thank you for Sister
thank
Maria.
You.
Thank you
I love
for her
you
life.
Both. And I do want to say one more thing. I thank
yes.
God so much for this prayer line, and both Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca knows I've come a long way. And if it wasn't because of God placing you in my life, I wouldn't be where I'm at this point in my life right now. And I want to thank you very much, and I want to give God thank you, so much thanks to both of you. And may he bless you both and bless your family and bless all of your loved ones. Thank you.
Well, we received that, and I thank God that he has humbled us enough to
yes.
give us this opportunity
yes.
that no matter what state we're living in, geographically we're apart, but when we come on this prayer line, we're all in one spirit. So I thank
yes.
you
thank
for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're humbled enough to
yes.
know that it's not us, it's all God.
Yes.
So
yes,
we are humbled
thank
by
you,
that.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank,
thank
you for
Lord.
That.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
We
amen.
Do. God has blessed you a mighty long way. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He has. Yes, he has.
Hallelujah.
All praise and glory to my God.
Hallelujah. My
hallelujah.
God, you're stronger, you're wiser. What is that so
yes,
I'm better,
Jesus. Thank
stronger.
You, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
thank you.
To God be the glory. We serve a mighty God.
God. All the glory.
We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the
he's an awesome God. Thank
God
you, Jesus.
Said, oh, no,
hallelujah.
I have a better plan. I have a
thank
better plan
you, Lord.
For my
thank
brother.
You.
And he did
thank
not let the
Jesus.
Child take you out. He did not
thank
let the circumstances
you.
Stop
yes,
you.
Lord,
God
thank
continues
you.
To
thank
move you.
You
with power
thank
through each
you,
and
Jesus.
Everything
thank
that you have to walk through. And look
yes,
at you now,
Lord.
My
yes,
God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Singing songs of praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Walking in victory, walking
thank
in strength,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Walking in close relationship with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And with nobody but the Lord. My God.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody,
nobody
but
the Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He said it's marvelous in my sight. My God. Hallelujah. He's brought us mighty long way. When we look back over our lives and
things over,
we can surely say that we've been blessed. Hallelujah. We can
surely say
that we've
got no one but God.
Not only do we have a testimony,
but God.
We are a testimony. Oh, glory.
Yes,
glory.
Lord. Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Are
thank
testimony.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
And
hallelujah.
Sister Maria, you are a testimony, my sister.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And hallelujah. Guess what? The best is yet to come. Oh, good.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you.
So
hallelujah,
you
Jesus.
You
hallelujah.
You haven't seen anything yet.
The blood is the shield that will protect us. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, we thank God for those remarks. May we ask your name again?
My name's Tamara White, Maria and Brother Jamal's guest.
Amen.
Welcome.
Well, thank God for you, Tamara. The prayer line heard you tonight.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible with God.
Yes.
And even that testimony of cancer.
Thank you.
Oh, glory be to God. Being in remission for 14 years.
Hallelujah.
Regardless of the doctor's report,
yes,
you have seen that miracle, and we need to hear that testimony on this prayer line tonight. So, Father, I thank you for our dear sister as she called in tonight. Thank you for our Brother Jamal and Sister Maria allowing her to be, Father God, part of us tonight. I thank you that you continue to bless her, continue to allow her eyes to see miracles, and continue to use her in a mighty way to even share the goodness of Jesus with others. So, Father God, keep her safe. Put a hedge around her life. I thank you for prosperity and power being her portion. I thank you that you will use her in a mighty way in every aspect that she, Father God, desires to be used in. Let her continue to delight in you and give her the desires of her heart. Bless her family. Bless her career. Bless, Father God, her household. Keep her in good health in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for her life, and we thank you for her commitment to you, Christ, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we thank you for calling tonight, and we hope and pray that you continue to connect with this prayer line, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and I will. And I thank you for having me as a part of this prayer line on this evening.
Amen. Welcome. And thank you so much for blessing us with that anointed selection on tonight. I tell you, the Lord is moving mightily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Flowing from the bellies of the people of God in song and praise and word. So we just thank God for him using you tonight to come forth to bless us with that wonderful, that testimony that there is power in the blood. Amen. The blood of Jesus will never, it will never. I said the blood of Jesus will never lose its power. And I tell you, I received that, and I know that so many of us received that on tonight. So God bless you, my sister, and we look forward to hearing from you in our future calls.
Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you. She blessed us with that song.
My God. My God.
At New Creation Church, we often sing that during our Holy Communion Sunday.
Yes.
It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. And she reminded us all tonight of the power of the blood of Jesus. I believe this is our final caller tonight. Area code 270. 270.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Thank God. Thank God for what he's allowed us to have tonight. Thank you, Father. We come to you again with an attitude of gratitude, Father. We come to you thanking you for who you are, thanking you for what you do each and every day. An adventure in this journey connected to you, Christ Jesus. I want to thank you first and foremost, Father, for being the head of our life. And as Father, as we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, our heart cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Father, I just want to thank you for this anointing. I want to thank you for the fire, the power of the Holy Ghost on this prayer line. I want to thank you, Father, for the anointed songs that was brought forth. I want to thank you, Father, for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I want to thank you for the word that was read, Father, coming from the book of Acts, Father. I thank you for the word that was brought forth from the book of Romans, Father. I know there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus for the ones who believe, and there's no separation. And I know the blood of Jesus cover each and everything in the word and everything in the world. There's nothing in the word that says the blood of Jesus don't cover, because the blood of Jesus covers all. He heals and purifies all. And I want to thank you, Father, for your pastors at New Creation Christian Ministry. Pastor Anthony, in the blood, and you are walking in our Father's healing from the blood. And I want to thank the Father for allowing him to know that he has childlike faith. And we know it is impossible to please God without faith. And we know all it takes is the faith the size of a mustard seed. But that mustard seed transpired to be the biggest tree in the garden. So all it takes is small faith, childlike faith. And we know that our pastor, Pastor Anthony, is healed. And that healing, all it did was push him to be more intimate with the God that healed him. Whatever the enemy is trying to do is for our prosperity. Persecution, healing, sickness is prosperity in the kingdom of Christ Jesus. And we know that the enemy is already defeated. We know each and every individual that's connected to Christ will always have the victory. And he expects us to pray without ceasing and have childlike faith. Because he said in the book of Isaiah, my child, is it anything too hard for God? Healing is his specialty. We're not worrying about the healing. We're calling on the healer. He created us. And he knows each and every hair on our head. And I rejoice in the faith that the pastor has at New Creation Christian Ministry. And I rejoice in his wife being one with him in the natural, being connected from on high with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We rise up Satan right now. Lord, we thank you for the power of prayer. God, in the name of Jesus, even as our brother praying and interceding. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for every prayer, every unspoken prayer, God, that you have already answered in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hand upon Brother Jamal's life, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for what you're doing in his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for what you're doing in his life, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing his family, God, blessing his home, blessing his children. Open another one. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight. We give Brother Jamal to you. We bind up every demon spirit on assignment, God. We thank you that no weapon formed against him can prosper. We thank you, Lord, that he is blessed, Father God, in his coming and his going. And, Lord, Father God, thank you for the assignment that you put over his life. And even as he's praying for my husband and myself, God, we come against the spirit of retaliation and backlash. We come against any demon on assignment, God, that would not want him to pray for us, God. We thank you, Lord, that you already heard his prayers, God. We thank you, Lord, that they have already been answered, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that this battle is not ours, Father God, but that you fight for us, God. And now you're fighting for our brother Jamal, God. You're fighting for his family, God. You're fighting, Father God, his battles for him, God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, continue, Father God, to walk with him, continue to equip him, God. Continue to pour into him, God. Continue to speak to him, Father God, prophetically, oh God. Even as he, Father God, continues, Father God, to seek your face, God. As he continues, oh God, to walk in fellowship with you, God. As he continues to do your will on the earth realm, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your supernatural power over his life, God. And the words, God, that you have put in his belly, God, that he will come forth with power, God. So, Lord, thank you, Lord, for divine impartation, God, even as he connected with us on his prayer line, God, that his spirit connected with our spirit, God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the blessings, oh, God, that you have stored up for him. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you have for him to do, God, and that it will be done. It shall be done, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we remove roadblocks, We remove any roadblock, any hindrances, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Any, Father God, anything that's trying to stop him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every hindering spirit, even as the spirit came to hinder his prayer on tonight, we remove every hindering spirit in the name of Jesus off of his life, prophetically speaking, hallelujah, that everything will be, Father God, opened up, the doors will be open, that pathways will be open, the opportunities will be open for him, oh God, that he can go forth with power and do your will. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for Brother Jamal. We thank you for this minister of your gospel, God. We thank you for your hand upon his life, God. Continue to bless him and keep him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God. Yes, Brother Jamal. Brother Jamal, you're on the air, but as you was praying, something happened with your phone, and it was a loud, piercing, ringing sound. But we can hear you now. I don't know if you want to continue to pray or if you had final remarks. But for somebody to come against your technology.
Well, I thank God. I thank God for opening up the airways. I thank God for the gospel of Christ being presented to the lost. I just want to thank God for whatever the enemy is trying to do. He's already defeated, and we bind him on each and every turn. We thank you, Father, for the power of the Holy Ghost ruling and reigning in us, and we yield ourselves to you. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. You are the third person of the Trinity, and we know you rule and reign. You do all things through us, Father, and we allow him to have his way in us. And I want to thank you again for New Creation Christian Ministry, and I want to thank you again for your child, for your shepherd in the natural, Pastor Anthony, and the shepherdess, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Father. Continue to open the floodgates of heaven and just shower them in your blessings, Father. Continue to allow their barns to be filled with new wine from on high, bursting open with spiritual revelation, Father. And I know, Father, you're going to bless them as you always have, because you're a provident God. And I want to thank you again for healing your child. I want to thank you for allowing them to walk in your healing. I want to thank you for the faith that is dispensed in this testimony. And that healing has pushed him closer to have more intimacy with you, Father. He's intimate, and you will continue to reveal your hidden truths to him and his wife. And I want to thank you for them, Father. They love you, and we love you for them, Father. We honor you, and we honor them. We give honor where honor is due, and we glorify you for using them in the manner that you do. Continue to breathe your manifestation into their marriage, into their ministry, and into their life. Have your way continuously, Father. And I want to thank you again. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We received those prayers. And I'm glad that phone situation worked out, because everybody heard you pray the first time, and they obviously heard you that time. We lost a few callers, and they all came back because the word of the Lord is in your mouth. So I thank God that we all got a chance to hear you tonight. The blessings of the Lord are on you. They are rich and add no sorrow. God, hallelujah, he became poor, Jesus said, that you might be made rich. So I thank God that he's going to make you rich in every way. And we receive those prayers because we love all of our children, but our youngest daughter, like you said, that took our faith to another level. And I thank God that he hears all of our prayers. He's no respecter of persons. And I thank God for you praying for our church, praying for our marriage, praying for our ministry. We celebrate 19 years of marriage on next month, and we thank God for it. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody but the Lord. So like you said, I'm already healed, but we're calling on the healer, and God has given me this test, but I thank God for the testimony. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Keep letting the Lord use you, my brother, and I pray God blesses upon you and your family. Amen.
Amen, amen, and I receive. Thank God for using your mouth as his mouth, and I take whatever he said through you to the faith bank and deposit it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. To God
thank
be the glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is
thank
a powerful man of God,
amen.
And we thank God. As the caller said, that he referred them to this prayer line tonight, and we thank God for every caller. I believe he was our final caller. We're going to pray for our mother, my wife's mother, actually, Mae Thomas. Father, I thank you for Mae Thomas being part of the prayer line tonight. Continue to bless my mother-in-law. Continue to, Father God, move in her life. I thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is her strength.
Yes,
thank you, hallelujah, Lord, for the church family that she's a part of right now. Thank you for her pastor down there in Sanford, Florida. I thank you for all of her children, all of her grandchildren. Thank you for the peace of God being in her home. I thank you for the blessings, God, in the name of Jesus on her life. So, Lord, continue to meet every need of my mother-in-law. Remove sickness or anything that try to come upon her body. I thank you for supernatural ability, Lord, to be on her life. And I thank you, hallelujah, as you continue to bless my mother, Mae Thomas, that she will continue, Lord, to give your name praise and to give your name glory and honor. And as she prays the Lord, continue to rain down blessings from heaven on her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Mom, we see you, we love you, and we thank God for you. Sometimes we know you don't call, but we pray for you, and we believe God for you, and we thank you for being faithful to this prayer line in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God, hallelujah, that he continues to work miracles in your life. In the name of Jesus. So as we sign off tonight, as we go down from this prayer mountain, as we go down from this altar, know that God will always be with you. Thank God for you on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to spread the news about this prayer line. Give this number to somebody that you may know who's going through a hard time in life. There's something about prayer as it encourages us and do things for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Well, we're going to go and never leave in the presence of God, but there is a song that I hope I can find this tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I need to hear that I believe song.
Amen, amen.
I need to hear that I believe song. Hallelujah. We got to believe God because he said all things are possible for those who believe.
This keeps
Good night,
me going.
Everyone.
Love you. God bless you.
Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
God is able. two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
About your future.